You are tuned into Matt Flynn Direct on WTTN and WAUK. Stu Mann, Stu Daniels here, filling in for Matt today. He'll be back tomorrow. And as we mentioned in the first segment, today is the first Juneteenth Day celebration that is a national, a federal holiday. So some of you may even have the day off, especially if you're a federal worker. But we're discussing a number of topics today. During the first segment, we talked about Bernie Sanders coming to Wisconsin on Friday to support striking workers at CNH down in Racine. And we'll take your calls if you have anything to add concerning that issue or any of the other topics we're going to discuss today. 844-967-2789. You can also text us at that number. And also, one of the other topics we're going to discuss today is Summerfest starting on Thursday. Quite a lineup this year. I was just looking over some of the lineups at the different stages, and looks like a lot of good bands, a lot of good artists coming to the event again this year. It's going to be the first normal year in a couple of years. And I don't know if it'll be completely normal yet, but more normal than it has been the last couple of years, right? And so feel free to call us about that if you if you're looking forward to seeing any certain artists at Summerfest, or even if there's something else you're looking forward to about Summerfest. What is it about Summerfest that keeps bringing you back year after year after year? Maybe it's just the mozzarella sticks. One of the other articles I wanted to get to here is how a, quote, Wisconsin native is involved in that false elector plot, which has come under the scrutiny of the January 6th committee. Have you been following the January 6th hearings? Next one scheduled for tomorrow. I've been following them, and I think it's just amazing. It's, you know, we look back on the Watergate hearings from almost 50 years ago, and it's like a benchmark in American history. And I'm sure that these hearings on January 6th will be looked at 50 years from now with at least as much importance as the Watergate hearings were 50 years ago. This is a story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 3 days ago by Lawrence Andrea. The headline says an email from Wisconsin native involved in the false elector plot comes under January 6th committee scrutiny. And evidently this self-described Wisconsin native had contacted Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani, and told him how to go about putting together these false electors. This story says a self-described Wisconsin native and current appellate attorney has come under the public scrutiny of the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol for his part in devising a plan to block certification of the 2020 election. The day before, members of the Electoral College across the country met to deliver their votes. Attorney Kenneth Cheesebro. That's right. He's a Wisconsin native, and his name is Cheesebro. Could it be any more Wisconsin? Cheese man? Cheesehead? No, it's Cheesebro in this case. He emailed then-President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, indicating Vice President Mike Pence should not certify electoral votes in Arizona because there were, quote, two slates of votes, according to court filings. The email sent on December 13th of 2020, so just a little over a month after the election. The email was sent under the subject line, quote, brief notes on President of the Senate strategy. And that email outlines a multi-day plan to sow doubt in the veracity of the 2020 election, stop certification on January 6th, and potentially have legislators in swing states like Wisconsin appoint their own electors. Quote here says, I think having the president of the Senate use the defensible claim that he is in charge of counting the votes as leverage to obtain that needed scrutiny would be worthwhile, even if it couldn't ultimately prevent the election of Biden and Harris. Cheesebro wrote to Giuliani, who helped lead Trump's effort to overturn the election. So did this guy put that idea in the head of Rudy Giuliani? The January 6th committee highlighted Cheesebro's email during its Thursday hearing and indicated more information about the false groups of Republicans that met in Wisconsin and six other states at the direction of the Trump campaign will come to light in the committee's next hearing, which I do believe is tomorrow. And the December 2020 email to Giuliani, however, wasn't the first connection between Cheesebro and the effort to overturn the 2020 election results. Cheesebro, who describes himself as a Wisconsin native on his LinkedIn page, sent a memo on November 18th of 2020 to Jim Troupas, a Wisconsin attorney hired by Trump's campaign to oversee recounts in the state of Wisconsin. In that memo, he drafted a plan to establish Republican electors in Wisconsin and other states contested by the Trump campaign. Cheesebro told Troupas that January 6, 2021 was the real deadline to resolve Wisconsin's presidential contest, not December 8th of 2020, a safe harbor deadline under the Electoral Count Act that Wisconsin missed, or December 14th of 2020 when electors met in the Wisconsin state capitol to confirm President Joe Biden's victory. So it turns out that this guy from Wisconsin may have been the one that kind of sparked things and explained how Rudy Giuliani and those working with him could go about and come up with their own electors in some of the states. We'll get to some more of that story on the other side of the break. We do have a break coming up. Everybody stick with us. Give us a call if you have any comments or you want to make, if you have anything to say about these topics we've been talking about so far, or if you want to talk about Summerfest or anything else, 844-967-2789 is the phone number. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct today with Stu Mann.